Hello, I am Kostis Protopapas, Artistic Director of Opera Santa Barbara, and in this first podcast of the 2016-17 season, I'd like to give you a preview of our production of Carmen, which plays on Friday, November the 4th, and Sunday, November the 6th, 2016, at the Granada Theater. In the next 30 minutes or so, we'll explore its history, go through the plot, and listen to some of the music, so that we can discover what it is that makes it possibly the most popular opera of the entire repertoire. I hope that by the time you're in your seat in the Granada, listening to the first measures of the famous overture, you will already be an expert. Carmen was composed in 1874 by Georges Bizet, a young French composer who at first had trouble getting it performed. The management of the Opéra Comique in Paris, who had commissioned it, was afraid that the story was too risqué and the characters too unsavory. The opera is based on a novella by the French writer Prosper Mérimée and takes place in Spain, telling the story of a soldier who falls hopelessly in love with a gypsy woman. The story, depicting raw passions and questionable behaviors of working-class people like soldiers and bullfighters and marginal groups like gypsies and smugglers, was outside the norms of French opera. In fact, it was well ahead of its time, foreshadowing the operas of the Verismo style, like Pagliacci and La Bohème, written more than a decade later in Italy. Although Bizet had never visited Spain, he wrote a score full of beautiful melody, exciting rhythm, and brilliant orchestration that captures the proud, sexy, and dangerous character of Spanish music. Above all, in Carmen, the music tells the story by creating atmosphere, describing emotions, and building tension from the moment the curtain rises until the explosive finale. So successful was Bizet in capturing the spirit of this gritty story that the audiences of the first production walked away shocked and scandalized. It took almost 10 years for Carmen to be revived in Paris. Bizet himself died a month after its premiere at the young age of 37, never to know that Carmen would become one of the world's most beloved operas. The rousing overture sets the Spanish atmosphere, but also gives a hint of the drama and suspense to come by introducing some of the key musical motives of the opera: the March of the Bullfighters, the Toreador song, and the Fate motif, which we will discuss more in a few minutes. The curtain rises on a steamy summer afternoon on a square in Seville, where a group of sleepy soldiers is killing time outside a cigarette factory. Among them is the young corporal Don José. A group of young workers is eagerly awaiting the moment when the cigarette girls who work at the factory will come to take their break around the fountain on the square. They are most anxious to see Carmen, a beautiful and flirtatious gypsy girl who works there. The cigarette girls appear singing a seductive song describing cigarette smoke rising in the air. A sharp change in the music announces the arrival of Carmen. It is a short musical phrase that exemplifies her provocative personality and at the same time conjures up her oriental gypsy mystique. Notice that when this Carmen motif is played slower in other moments in the opera, it acquires an ominous quality and becomes the opera's fate motif. Carmen immediately starts working the crowd with an aria that dances in the hypnotic rhythm of the habanera, a dance originating in Havana, Cuba. The lyrics say a lot about Carmen's notion of love. Love is a rebellious bird which no one can capture. In vain you call it if it wants to refuse you. As soon as the cigarette girls return to work, a young girl from Don José's village, Micaela, comes bearing a letter from his mother. The beautiful duet that follows shows a tender side of Don José, an earnest small-town boy who longs to return home and marry his childhood sweetheart. The character of Micaela does not exist in Mary May's novella. She's an invention of Bizet's librettists, who wanted to introduce in the opera an element of innocence that would counterbalance the demi-monde of gypsies and bullfighters. As Micaela leaves, a fight breaks out in the factory. Carmen has cut the face of another girl with her work knife. She's arrested and put in Don José's charge while some paperwork is prepared. Alone with Don José, Carmen performs a masterful seduction in her second dance aria, the provocative seguidilla. A mesmerized Don José agrees to let her escape, and when she does, he is himself sent to prison in her stead. Act 2 opens at the tavern of Lila Spastia a month later, where Carmen and her two friends, Frasquita and Mercedes, are entertaining the customers with gypsy songs and dances. The music and orchestration of this number is inspired by the flamenco tradition, and as is customary, our production will feature flamenco dancers. The party rises to its feet on the sound of an offstage chorus announcing the arrival of Escamillo, a famous bullfighter returning victorious from the afternoon's corrida. In his famous aria, the Toreador song, Escamillo describes with great showmanship a day in the life of a bullfighter. Cheval rula, a trenata picador. Escamillo immediately sets his sights on Carmen, who playfully rebuffs him. Soon, the innkeeper closes down the tavern and sends everyone away, except the three gypsies. Two smugglers arrive, Don Cairo and Remendado, who ask the three girls to accompany them on a run of illegal goods from Gibraltar. Frasquita and Mercedes are excited at the prospect of the adventure, but Carmen unexpectedly refuses. She has to wait for the soldier who set her free to be released from jail. The conversation unfolds in a humorous quintet, typical of the French opera comique style.
Elle est admirable, ma chère, mais nous avons besoin de vous, oui, nous avons besoin de vous, 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 de duperie, de volerie, il est toujours bon sur ma voie d'avoir les femmes avec soi. Et sans elles, les deux de belles, on ne fait jamais rien de bien.
Don José arrives, and Carmen shows her appreciation with another seductive dance song, this time accompanying herself with her castanets. As distant trumpets summon the soldiers back to the barracks, Carmen entices Don José to desert and follow her and her friends into the mountains. When he refuses, they quarrel, but once again, José breaks down and admits that he has fallen in love with Carmen in the passionate flower song.
Gardez toujours
The seduction that follows is interrupted by Zuniga, Don Jose's superior officer who has arrived drunk in hopes of an assignation with Carmen. As tempers fly, Don Jose charges against Zuniga and Carmen calls for help. The smugglers come out of hiding and capture Zuniga. Don Jose has no choice now but to escape with them. The curtain comes down as the group sets off to a rousing chorus, praising the open sky, the errant life, the universal homeland, free will for law, and, above all, the intoxicating thing, freedom. The beautiful prelude to Act 3, which was originally written for Bizet's earlier opera L'Arlésienne, sets a pastoral nocturnal mood and provides a moment of calm before the storm. Act 3 opens full of mystery and suspense as the smugglers cautiously climb through the misty mountains. When the group stops for the night, the gypsy girls amuse themselves by telling their fortunes in the cards. Mercedes and Frasquita predict a bright future for themselves, the first in the arms of a handsome young outlaw, and the other as the widow of a much older rich admirer. Carmen's cards show nothing but death as she sings her chilling card aria.
Oh,
As the camp sleeps, unexpected visitors arrive. First, Mikaela, who is looking for Don Jose to tell him that his mother is fatally ill. Although many consider her aria extraneous to the story, it nevertheless remains one of the opera's most memorable musical moments. Next, Escamillo arrives looking for Carmen. He runs into Don Jose, who explodes in a fit of jealousy, and the two decide to settle matters with their knives. Carmen arrives in the nick of time to break up the fight, while the smugglers discover the hidden Mikaela. In the following scene, the only one in which all the principal characters are on stage at the same time, tension rises to its peak. Carmen publicly tells José that she's finished with him and accepts Camillo's invitation to accompany him to the big fiesta in Seville. A humiliated and furious José reluctantly follows Mikaela to the bedside of his dying mother, with the ominous promise to return. As the curtain falls, a nonchalant Escamillo is heard singing his refrain on the way back to Seville. Act 4 takes place outside the famous Plaza de Toros, the beautiful 12,000-seat bullring of Seville. Crowds are gathering to cheer the paseo, the formal procession of matadors and their entourage. It is a splendid scene, featuring a large chorus and brilliant costumes representing the different categories of bullfighters and game officials. The Toreador song, sung by the full chorus, announces the arrival of Escamillo. Accompanied by Carmen, radiant in her festive mantilla, the torero stops outside the gate to greet his fans and bid his beloved farewell. Thank you. As the procession enters the arena, a disheveled and disoriented Don José emerges from the shadows of the arcade and intercepts Carmen. The opera's final duet is a masterpiece of musical drama in which José alternately pleads and threatens while Carmen responds with cold defiance. Each of her rebukes is answered from inside the arena by a chorus greeting Escamillo's victory over the three bulls that custom requires him to fight. Carmen dies on José's knife while proudly proclaiming her love for Escamillo as the crowd is heard singing a final round of the Toreador song. Don José weeps over Carmen's dead body and the curtain comes down as the fate motif is heard for the last time. The combination of vivid atmosphere, colorful orchestration, and masterful musical storytelling has made Carmen one of the most popular operas of the repertoire. The world's greatest opera houses have mounted sumptuous productions with casts of thousands and majestic sets. Adventurous stage directors have created original productions setting the action in present day. Carmen has inspired numerous movie adaptations, from Charlie Chaplin's 1915 Carmen Burlesque and Otto Preminger's 1954 Carmen Jones, with an all-African-American cast updating the action to World War II, to the 2001 Carmen Hip Opera, with a hip-hop R&B score featuring Beyoncé in the title role. Our production is in traditional style, with sets from Opera San José and costumes from A.T. Jones, and could be directed by Octavio Cardenas. The cast features Leanson del Pantaleo as Carmen, Harold Mears as Don José, Keith Fares as Escamillo, and Janine de Beek as Micaela. I look forward to seeing you at our performances of Carmen. Please visit our website, operasb.org, to read, see, and hear more about the production. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.